Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Happy Tuesday morning. I hope you're planning on having an awesome day and, gosh, just getting out there and doing something. And not just work. You have to do something for yourself. Definitely do something for yourself today because, you know what? Nobody else is going to do it. Let's take an example. Welcome to the show. If I don't tell you that you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and you can stream the show live wherever you're at, as long as you have the internet, or that you can hear podcasts from pretty much every day since we started the show. We had some issues there every once in a while, you know, when the internet drops. But you can hear all of those shows before. If I don't do it for myself, who's going to do it? Personal responsibility. This show succeeds or fails by my actions, by my hand. It's not because of Jerry. It's not because of producers. It's me. It's the same thing with you. You succeed or fail at whatever you attempt, and it all falls back on you. We have really gotten away from that. People don't have personal responsibility anymore. They're victims. And I say they because I know I am not a victim. I don't have a victim's mentality for anything that happens to me. Because I was taught at a very young age, it's my own damn fault. Did I fall? Why did I fall? Was I not paying attention to where I was going? Well, guess what? That's my own damn fault. Did I say something that somebody had just repeated to me and it was wrong? Did I not look it up? Did I not research it? Did I look like a jerk? My own damn fault. Did I not practice something? Did I fail? It's my fault. But when somebody comes to me and says, get down on your knees, you know, and denounce your white privilege that all that is going on in society is your fault, I'll tell you flat out where you can stick it. Because I take personal responsibility for my actions. I don't take responsibility for what my parents did, what my grandparents did, what the founding fathers did, or even before that. It's called living in the now and being realistic. We have to get past all of this tainted past. How about that? A tainted past. Amazing man. Thomas Sowell. Sowell, however you want to say it. One of his quotes. And I would actually turn it around because he's actually asking it as a question. I would make it a statement. He says, have we reached the ultimate stage of absurdity where some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, while other people are not held responsible for what they themselves are doing? Right now, today, Dr. Sowell, I would say absolutely yes. we are at the point of absolute absurdity because years down the line, way back when, somebody squishy, professors, I don't know, church leaders, I mean, it could be anybody, got into the rule of law or into politics and turned us from thinking beings to feeling beings. And when you try to legislate, when you try to regulate, when you try to even have anything make sense, you can't use feelings. I think BLM is figuring that out. Personally, I think we're going to see smaller and smaller protests. We're going to see less violence. Because it didn't work. Enough people came to their senses and enough people started thinking about the absurdity of the havoc that these people were creating, that they had to call it quits. I'm not saying that they are quitting. I'm saying you're not going to see quite as much support. Why is the media, why are elected representatives supporting this chaos? Because they're leftists, because they're liberals. That's basically it. And when you see somebody on the right who is supporting it, I would just tell their constituents to pay close attention. Because we're in an election year. And if that's who you pander to get reelected or elected, then that's something for everyone to look at. The mayor of Seattle. What a hypocrite. I hope Hillary Sheevy's listening. Probably not. Don't think she cares for me or this show. It was a street festival. It's a party. That's what we do here in Seattle. We come together. And we let our voices be heard. And then in Chaz, with no law enforcement, we have murder, rape, mayhem, robbery, and the list goes on and on. We have signs that say Black and Indigenous gardens, Black and Indigenous food. Well, that's pretty racist. We have people being intimidated to stay inside their homes, not go back to their businesses. And now she puts her foot down and says, we have to get back to work. We have to blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I can guarantee you what happened was the citizens of Seattle finally started to say something. She finally started to listen to the calls. She finally started to understand that the emails were coming out very much against her and her decisions to let Chaz even blossom to where it had become. Even though it was getting smaller, pulling back. But now when it's disbanded, because you'll see they tried in other areas across the country. Tried in Nashville. Tried in Portland. And people said no. Even Democrats in those areas said no. You're not going to pull that BS here. So now she has to save face and say, we're done. The kids had their tantrum. Now everybody just go about your way. But what comes from all of this? If those people who were intimidated, who had to stay in their homes, who couldn't get to their businesses, who were extorted for money to keep their businesses open, to keep them from getting wrecked, they're the ones who now have to go in and clean this mess up with no help from her. You don't think she's going to be down there scrubbing streets? Did any of the city council people or the mayor get down and on that volunteer day when everything was being cleaned up? I don't remember seeing that. Maybe they did. I don't remember seeing it. Maybe there's a picture somewhere. But still, it goes back to the original point. Had you been responsible in your job of protecting the citizens of the city, of the county, any of these areas, it never would have happened in the first place. Never. Nobody wants to see violence. But if you don't curb violence, it's just going to get worse because people believe that they can get away with it. I can't tell you when exactly because we haven't determined the date or the time, but it will be this week. I have someone who is ready to break their silence. Damn the torpedoes, as they say. Because he probably will get torpedoed. But we have his back. We will fight for him, even if it means legally. We finally have someone who is willing to step forward from the RPD and tell it like it is. And he will be joining us one day, 1 hour this week, as soon as we get it set, and I will be pushing the heck out of it. You may not know who he is, but you know what? I don't care. I don't care the position. I don't care the rank. I just want people to start speaking up for themselves in every profession out there. And stop holding back from the people of Reno, from the people of Sparks, from the people of Nevada, what is really going on that they need to know about. This isn't just about the riots. This isn't just about placating criminals. This goes back to the homeless. This goes back to taxes. This goes back to just the insanity of a new headquarters. We have serious issues going on. And we have people that have no education, no mindset, no ability to fix the problems. nothing but a pretty smile and blonde hair. We'll be back right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Happy Tuesday. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh my goodness. If you're just now joining us, well, at some point during the week here, we are going to have finally somebody from RPD step up and give us the full truth of what's going on behind the scenes and with the city. So, just received an email and oh my gosh, Cheryl, thank you so much. Actually, no, I didn't just receive it. I received it last night. Cheryl, thank you so much for being so enthusiastic and ready to get this done. Hi, Monica. Where can I go to sign the petition to recall Sisolak? I didn't see the information on the station webpage. Because, Cheryl, it's not going up there yet. Okay, Saturday, this past Saturday, we hosted an event. Or I didn't, but Fight for Nevada hosted an event at Rancho San Rafael Park to start signing up volunteers. We need at least 1,000 volunteers throughout the state of Nevada, so in all of our counties, but really like 300 or 400 in Washoe County, and at least 400 or 500 in Clark County. Because these are the two counties that have to be mastered, and it's just me and them. Because until you start hammering the media to start doing stories on this and telling people where they can go and what's going on, they're not going to cover it. Because if Sisolak, and he's put it out there, or his cronies have for him, that if you go along with this recall, if you mention it, if you talk about it, that's it for you. Interviews, support, whatever. And that's what they live for. Not me. I don't care. I couldn't give a rat's patoot if I ever talked to Sisolak. Because I know whatever he tells me is going to be a lie. Or is going to be just, maybe not a lie, but just his form of the truth. Kind of like how Dieter was being turned around. You know, the Department for Employment Training and Rehabilitation. Getting a new director in there. Oh, you mean a director that didn't come from the unemployment division? Somebody from outside was going to fix the problems. Because as we held this volunteer meeting on Saturday, yep, somebody came up to me. Her daughter filed unemployment. I think she said it was the first week. It was either first day or first week that all of this started happening. Still has not received a penny from unemployment. You see, Channel 8 just did a big story on it. People out there suffering. As they try to push Black Lives Matter on us and all of this other nonsense that we're supposed to be focused on, we forget the fact that 40 million people in this country are out of work. Over 3 million in this state. We still have food lines the length of football fields. And yet we still have people that have gotten no money. Is Sisolak worried about it? Oh, I'm sure if he ever had hopes for re-election, you know, maybe a little kernel down there, but no. if he was really worried about it, he would make this a priority rather than going out and, you know, having dinner with his friends with no mask and then apologizing. Oh, I got caught. Yeah. So what? I don't wear a mask anywhere. Of course, he's the one that's pushing wearing masks. What he should be apologizing for is being out and standing with Black Lives Matter and not standing the week before with those out there supporting law enforcement. Or the week before that, wanting to get this state open and economically prosperous again. Those are the things he should be apologizing for. We'll be back with more on unemployment and all of the ills plaguing us here in Northern Nevada right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show, Nevada. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and online, hopefully, as well. So please log on to our poll question today at 991fmtalk.com, just like you did yesterday. Yesterday's poll question, should the president send military to all states where the protests have turned violent? 38% said yes, 15% said no. 15% said the military is for foreign war only. 26% said let the blue cities burn until the locals rise up. That actually got a lot of votes. 6% said the president should have sent the military to those states the moment things turned violent. So remember, there's a difference between the National Guard and the military. So I think people get confused with that. But here's another military question. Well, not really military, but federal. Okay. So today's question on the federal side, should federal authorities arrest and prosecute those who vandalize or destroy city, state, or national monuments? Yes, no. Yes, the mayors and the governors that are letting it happen, and the mayors and governors who are letting it happen. Yes, and they best get with it before it's too late. Yeah, I mean, they're going after monuments that people that are tearing them down and defacing them, they don't even know who the people are. The abolitionists, the Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. This is just getting downright ridiculous. And it's got to stop. I don't care who we need to call in. It has to stop. And these mayors, I think any mayor who has allowed this to happen, just like this person answered the poll question, yes. And prosecute the mayors and governors that are letting it happen, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're letting it happen. Let's go back to the phone lines as we were talking about unemployment and check in with Monique this morning from Carson City. Monique, thanks for calling the show. You want to talk about your son?
Almost the identical scenario of what you had just described earlier. He filed within the first week, and application has said pending ever since then. And every morning we get up and dial for like 3 hours to try to get through to talk to a warm body, a person. The phone numbers don't work. The returns call system doesn't work. I cannot get a hold of Sysolak's office. It's like a fortress trying to get the message to him that my son's in this situation. And I know many, many, many are, and I'm surprised it hasn't gotten more press, why there's not more outrage about it.
Because Sysolak has basically put the word out, don't ask me about this. You know, it'll get done when it gets done. And the press isn't going to hound him for it because they want their interviews.
Sure.
You know, and it just, it drives me crazy that what's not also getting a lot of press is that the new director, who has only been in there for 2 months, who was supposed to take this over and turn it around, she's gone now. Now, she says it's because of threats against her and her family. You know, Monique, I don't know if I believe that.
I agree.
I think it's more that she got in there. She didn't know what she was doing. She couldn't fix the problem. And she didn't want to take responsibility for it. But that's just my opinion. So, Monique.
I'm used to being able to go places and get things fixed. I mean, we even went to Amadei's office yesterday in Reno and sat down with one of his people.
How did that go?
Well, it was interesting. I had to really keep the person on focus. He basically said when he gets a request for assistance, he forwards the email to somebody at Sysolak's office. But there's no follow up. There's nothing, and he's basically they're not helping. And I thought, well, you know, I voted for Amadei. Maybe they would see that, and maybe they would help us here. But he said, we don't like to quote interfere with other government entities.
Other government entities are the people who elected you to office. Just because you're in a federal office doesn't mean that you stop helping here at home.
Exactly. I thought that was exactly the, you know, the case. And I thought also that's what this office is for. Mark Amadei has two people working there. Why are they there? They're not there to help us.
Exactly.
The people that voted for him.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'm glad that I appreciate the fact that you are talking about it. And I don't know what else to do. My son can't pay rent. He's looking for work. He, you know, can't buy groceries, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a travesty. It's just wrong.
Yeah. All we can do is just keep supporting each other and finding the community help where it lies and just keep hammering Sysolak. You know, he's out there with Black Lives Matter. Too bad somebody didn't say something while he was out there about, hey, when's unemployment checks going to start rolling through? So, Monique, thank you very much for the call, and I wish the best for your son. I hope that gets worked out. And quickly, for a lot of people, this has been since January, February. Come on. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Cowboy Barbie. Hello, Cowboy Barbie. How are you doing? Cowboy Barbie, where are you? Yeah, he must have walked away from his phone. Okay, let's go to Ryan. Ryan wants to talk about Colo's reporting. Okay, Ryan, what did you have on that?
Well, you're right on. I was going to say that yesterday's news at 5 o'clock, the guy, the male lead, he's been doing stories about he's been doing at least one interview for the last month. He's been hounding the governor, and yesterday he reported the fact that you were just talking about. Said she gave a cover story that like people were threatening her, but really I think she got in there and she can do the job. And Noah even asked the governor, says, when are you, you know, even Noah Bond says, we would like to help you get, you know, could we be doing stories? And the governor and the governor's office has not gotten back to him at all. And I think we, you know, gotta start hounding these people, say, listen, election's coming up very shortly. Even Congressman Amadei, we gotta tell Congressman Amadei, listen, just like with the senator before him, you know why you lost your seat? Remind us, you know, the last senator lost the seat because you didn't do what we want. Guess what? There's election coming very shortly.
I hope that doesn't play into effect for Amadei, because even though I didn't vote for him in the primary, I do not want to see a Democrat be elected to our Congress, because we would basically have all congressional people from Nevada as Democrats. And we cannot let that continue to happen, Ryan. So even if Amadei is not doing the best job that he could for his constituents, then, you know, we still have to back him in the general election. But what we have to do is start hammering Sisolak, his office. Everybody in his office should be talking to him, say, hey, you have to fix this unemployment problem, because we are tired of the phone calls. We are tired of the emails. We're tired of the texts. And yeah, they're just ignoring the phone calls. But Ryan, thank you for calling. Noah has been doing an excellent job with getting the stories of the people out. But we know the stories from the people. You could be doing this every single hour of every single day. There's over 3 million people here in Nevada unemployed. And I mean, I'm not going to venture a guess as to what the percentage is of those who still have not gotten their checks. But it's pretty damn high. And it's unacceptable. Let's go back to the phone lines and see if we got Cowboy Barbie back. Did we get Cowboy Barbie back?
Yay. Yes.
Yay.
Cowboy Barbie.
There
the Lady
he
Liberty
is.
No, you are. You are the Lady Liberty of Freedom. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, listen to you. Thank you for
true.
Calling
your
in.
So what, heft, your strideness.
Yes. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, my. Everything you ever want to talk to me about. But I'll tell you what, the Open Nevada thing, thank you for showing up at those things. They have been important and illuminative in many ways. We've been, for 9 or 10 weeks now, every weekend, supporting the whole right of people to peaceably assemble. Peaceable assembly is guaranteed in the First Amendment, and that includes going to work. Is that right, Monica? Is going to work a peaceable assembly unless you are a governor of the state who defies the Constitution? He has no right to do that. The citizens of all individual states have every right in the Constitution, provided the states cannot abridge that, correct, Ms.?
Well, we have, I wouldn't put that with peaceably assemble, but we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it is my right, it is my liberty to earn a living for myself so I can pursue that happiness. So,
correct.
He is keeping us from our rights. And I don't understand why, you know, you and me and Ken Gray there and all of the beautiful people like PJ DeGross but it's like we're the constants. It's the same people over and over. And we can't get into that. We can't crack that nut that is everyday Nevadans.
We have a right to work. That's why it's called making a living. Right to work in peaceable assembly, if it means anything, means going to work in your honest job, whatever it is, which sometimes doesn't include mafias and government and everything else that goes on. You know, and that peaceable assembly right, Miss, is in the First Amendment. And Eisenhower called in Brown versus Board of Education to force those Democratic governors to integrate the schools in Brown versus Board of Education, as you may recall. So, and that was, and there's been, you know, so peaceable assembly is where he defied the whole thing in the first place. And that includes First Amendment rights to freedom of religion, as you well know, Miss, et cetera. So, and thank you for. So there is many constitutional violations, and the Civil War amendments made it illegal for them and enforceable by Congress to punish anyone that under the color of law abridges our freedoms. So in reality, the governor's acts have been grossly illegal, and many of the governors have, and many governors never shut down at all, such as North Dakota. Am I right?
Exactly. Many countries didn't shut down at all, like Sweden.
Yes, ma'am.
But we have to hold him accountable, and besides the peaceable assemblies, we need to get him recalled. So, Cowboy Barbie, thank you so much for the call, and thank you, you know, bless you for being out at all of those events as well. One last quick call. Let's go to Jane in Reno. Jane, thanks for calling the show today. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I just think, you know, that everybody should, stop playing the blame game and take responsibility for their own actions, because we all have a free will and a free mind. And, you know, we have rights here. And, you know, I mean, I know it's been blamed on the women of Adam falling, causing us all to fall, and Jezebel, Ahab, King. We've been blamed for everything in the book, as they say, literally, you know, when we've all been downgraded to
they're throwing the book at us, Jane.
Yes, from tramps to, you know, prostitutes. And, you know, I'm tired of it all. I'm tired of the BS. And, you know, to me, if Joe Biden gets in there, that man is unqualified to run for the president of the United States. To me, he's too, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. You know, and
he's just a placeholder. He's just a placeholder. Even if he does get in with, you know, the people who are causing all of this mayhem are the Bernie bros. If I take you back just even a few months, you know, we have the audio of the Bernie bros saying that if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination, Minneapolis will burn. So we're just seeing under the guise of Black Lives Matter or whatever else you want to attribute all of this mayhem to. It's just this group of anarchists who didn't get their way. And it's the communists, the Marxists, the anarchists who wanted Bernie Sanders in there. And they're playing us all for fools because we're all watching it happen when we should be watching other things going on around us. H.R. 5717, the rules that they're passing now to keep us safe. Remember, it doesn't matter what the left hand is doing. You need to be watching what the right hand is doing. Both of them. It's illusion. Magicians know this. We just have to teach everybody what's going on. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. And I do have to admit, a little disappointed in the primary results. And I got to call out Dave Nelson. This is where, when you say every vote counts, there's no truer statement. Every vote is so important. Dave said that he was running. His opponent was Danny Tarkanian from Las Vegas. Moved up to the area. Dave, longtime resident, said that he would contest the vote if it was, you know, by a margin of 20. Well, Danny Tarkanian, you know, kind of lacking at the very beginning, won by 17 votes. That Douglas County Commission seat. Dave, you're letting it go. You said that you'd contest it if it were, you know, 20. Do I want to see the county spend that money? You know what? I'd like to. I'd like to see that. Because I think it would be a good example. And since it is a smaller county, I know I don't have a stake in this, so, but I would like to see how the recount goes, especially since this was all mail-in ballot. Because I can guarantee you, I don't know, I shouldn't say guarantee. Even though our Secretary of State, Sigafsky, has said, no, this was just, you know, voting is back to normal now. We'll have a regular vote in November. Yeah, I don't see it happening. Especially since California just decided to be an all mail-in ballot state. Just like Oregon. People say, oh, the military mails in their ballots all the time. Yeah, and how many instances have we had come back year, 2 years after 2 years, or year after year, depending on what it is, that military ballots have been lost, not counted, not gotten in on time. I'm not crazy about this year's election. We'll be back after this Fox News update, including business update, which is looking pretty darn good, here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.